It's time for Fibber, McGee, and Molly. Sundays through Thursdays, NBC brings you Fibber, McGee, and Molly transcribed. The show is written by Phil Leslie and Ralph Goodman and directed by Max Hutto. While we're waiting for the curtain to go up, here's some sound advice from the McGees.
McGee, ever since that nice prudential man of ours told us about that mortgage cancellation plan, there's something I've been wanting to ask him.
Well, I don't profess to be a professor, kiddo, but what's your particular problem?
Well, just this, McGee.
Mm-hmm.
Almost everyone knows the Prudential Insurance Company has a special plan that will pay off a family's mortgage if anything happens to Dad. But what about those families living in rented homes or apartments? Doesn't the Prudential have a plan to protect them, too?
It sure does. And just as you may have guessed, it's called the Prudential Rent Payment Plan.
That certainly makes sense.
You see, a Prudential Rent Payment Plan will provide your family with money to pay the rent each month if you're no longer here. You'd never have to worry about the first of the month rolling around because you'll always have your rent money on hand. Now, of course, if you should ever decide to buy a house, this policy can be used to cover a like amount of your mortgage debt.
Sounds perfect to me, McGee. So, friends, if you want to be sure there'll always be a roof over your family's head, keep them covered with a Prudential Rent Payment Plan. Your Prudential agent will be glad to tell you more about it. Oh, that must be Les and Sally now, McGee. Get the door, will you?
Okay, Molly. Boy, I sure like having company for dinner, because we always eat so good when we got company in it.
Hi,
well,
Mr. McGee, it's us.
Hi, well, come on in, kids, come on in. It's the Nelsons, Molly. They're here. Put your hat there, Les. That's it.
Hello, Sally, Lester. Come on out to the kitchen.
Be right there.
You betcha.
That's my favorite room, Mr. McGee, the kitchen.
Me too.
Hello, Mrs. McGee. I'm sorry we're late.
You're not late at all, Sally, and it's a good thing you are. It seems like this roast will never get done.
Sure smells mighty good.
Can I help, Mrs. McGee?
Oh, I don't think so, dear. Everything's under control. My oven is just a little slow. It'll take another 10 or 15 minutes is all.
Hey, we got time to kill. Come on out the garage, Les, to my workshop. I want to show you a toaster I'm fixing.
Swell. I'd enjoy looking around after anyhow.
Yes, go ahead, honey. I'd love for you to be as handy with tools as Mr. McGee is.
Which Mr. McGee did you have in mind, Sally? Because the one I met...
Well, give us a call when dinner's ready, kiddo. I'm starving. Come on, Les.
You know, I'm kind of glad to get this chance to talk to you privately, Mr. McGee.
Oh?
Yeah, you know, marriage is kind of new to me, and, well, you and Miss McGee, you get along so wonderful that I figured a little advice from you on how to handle a wife.
Oh, but... sure, Les. Ask me anything. I've had enough experience to know all about handling women. You gotta be firm with him. And...
Oh, McGee, don't you boys get all dirty now.
Okay.
The iodine and bandages are on the shelf out there.
Are they gone, Mrs. McGee?
Yeah, they went in the garage. Why?
Well, I've sort of been watching for a chance to talk to you alone. About Lester.
Oh? You two aren't having any trouble, are you, Sally?
Oh, no. No, he's as sweet as can be.
Good.
But I guess all couples have little differences now and then, and... Well, you and Mr. McGee get along so wonderfully.
Sure.
So I just thought a little advice from you on how to handle things. I mean, if we ever did have a real problem, well, I'd like to know how to handle it, so...
Oh, I know what you mean, Sally. Men can be a problem sometimes. If there's one thing I've learned in all these years of being married to himself, it's how to handle any situation at any time. So you sit right there and let me...
I understand that part about showing women who's the boss, Mr. McGee, but how do you get the point across to them?
Just by being firm, Les. Men were made to dominate. Just look back in history. Who was it that led all them great revolutions that made history as we know it today? Take France, for example.
Well, there's Joan of Arc.
Well, I was referring to Napoleon.
Oh, Napoleon.
Yeah. He was a man. Did he let Josephine tell him what to do?
Well, from what I read in the books there, it seems like he...
Oh, she made a few suggestions now and then. Women are always doing that. But when it came to the big decisions, they were his. You take the way he mapped out the strategy at Waterloo there, for example. Splitting up his troops, and making them march on their stomachs.
Well, he got fractured at Waterloo.
Yeah, that's what I mean. That's probably the time he followed one of her suggestions. That's the whole moral of what I'm telling you, Les. Men got to make the decisions. Never let a woman tell you what to do, you understand?
I think so, Mr. McGee.
Of course, the real trick is to make them think the whole thing is their idea, see? You got to be subtile.
Subtile, huh?
Betcha. Because without your subtile, you're a dead duck. Your socks don't get darned, your shirts don't get ironed. I tell you, it's a pretty tricky business.
Yeah, I am finding out.
But the main thing is to show them who's boss. Any questions?
Yeah. I understand all that stuff about showing them who's boss, all right, but how do you get the point over to them? Now, you take last Sunday, for instance. I said, Sally, I said, we are not going to visit your mother today, and that is final.
Good. That's the way to do it. Be firm.
But Sally, she just went on putting on her coat and her hat, and we spent the day at her mother's.
Oh. Well, you were too firm, Les. Yeah, too firm. I better explain this a little more fully to you, on account of because I can see...
There's more fun with the McGees shortly.
Don't be half safe.
Now you can have dry, sweet underarms, even on hot, sticky days, with a new super effective hot weather deodorant.
It's the new Vanishing Cream deodorant, Arid.
Arid gives you a new kind of protection, rubbed-in protection.
You simply rub Arid in, you rub perspiration out.
You rub Arid in, you rub odor out. When the cream vanishes, you know you're safe.
Here's the secret. Soft, creamy Arid now contains a new magic ingredient called Perstop. And Perstop makes Arid a real vanishing cream deodorant. That's why Arid is 1.5 times as effective as any other leading deodorant, as proved by doctors.
Rubbed in daily, Arid with Perstop keeps underarms dry, soft, and sweet. Keeps your clothes safe from stains.
No other deodorant can give you this extra protection because no other contains Perstop.
So get Arid, only 43 cents plus tax.
Don't be half safe.
Use Arid to be sure.
And then what, Sally?
Well, I went right on putting on my hat and coat, and we went to visit my mother. But, gee, Lester was so angry, he wouldn't talk to me all the way home.
Well, actually, if you don't mind me saying so, Sally, you did make a bad mistake.
Well, that's what I'd like to know about Mrs. McGee. Now, before we get into any big squabbles.
Well, first of all, a woman's main rule to a happy marriage is this. Now, you remember this. Men have to think they're the boss. In a well-run household, they never are, of course, but they must think so.
Oh, but how do you manage to make them think so?
Well, very simply. Now, you take the little incident you were just telling me about visiting your mother. You should never come out and say, Lester, get the car out. We're going over to see Mother today.
Oh, I didn't.
Or even, let's go over and see Mother today. She's so lonesome.
Yes, that's what I said.
Well, that's all wrong. What you should do is this. You say, sweetheart, what would you like to do today? And then 9 times out of 10, he'll say, I don't know, honey. What would you like to do today?
Oh, then I say, let's go over to Mother's.
No. You say, how about a nice drive into the country?
But Mother lives in the city.
That's all right. And then you say, oh, by the way, as long as we're driving, would you mind if we passed Mother's? I want to return this book she lent me. You can stay in the car, Lester, you say.
Oh, I'm beginning to get the idea. Little by little.
Right. But always make them think it was their idea. Be subtle.
The iron fist and the velvet glove, huh?
That's it. Of course, in some cases, it's smart to give in on the little things, that is.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you take meals, for instance. If your dinner is ready and Lester happens to be busy, it isn't worth an argument. Let the dinner wait. Oh, goodness, that reminds me. The roast.
Oh, dear. Oh, it isn't burned, is it?
No, just right. Would you mind getting that platter there, dear? I'll call the boy.
It's all a matter of psychology, Les.
McGee! Dinner's ready.
Child psychology, as a matter of fact, Les, because that's what women are, children.
McGee!
They need a firm hand and constant...
Mr. McGee, your wife's calling. She says dinner's ready.
I hear her, Les. You never want to jump when women call. Just take your time and be firm. Watch, I'll show you what I mean. Oh, Molly!
Yeah?
I'm sorry, kiddo, but I can't come in for another 20 minutes.
20 minutes?
Well, I don't see why not, Mr. McGee. All we've been doing is talk.
Shh. We're very busy out here, my dear.
But dinner's on the table.
I'm sorry, kiddo.
Okay, dearie. You're the boss.
What'd you do that for, Mr. McGee? I'm starving.
So am I, Les. So am I. But it's just a matter of principle. Never jump. That's how you let them know who wears the pants. You heard her. All right, dearie, you're the boss, she says. You'll find a checkerboard over there behind you, Les. Let's play a couple of games, and in 20 minutes... What time's it now?
It's been 17 minutes since she hollered.
Well, I guess that's close enough. Close the board up.
What, you mean we can go in now? Oh, boy.
Now, wait a minute. Let's not rush. Just walk over there kind of nonchalant-like. Just kind of saunter in.
Saunter, huh?
Yeah, that's it. Saunter. Slowly but majestically. Like the king of the beasts.
Oh, hello, dearie.
We're here, spouse. All set for... Hey, what are you kids doing?
The dishes.
The dishes?
Yeah, what's the idea?
Dinner dishes. Dinner's over.
Huh?
Too bad you couldn't have made it.
Oh, yes, it was delicious, Lester.
Oh, my gosh, Molly, no. Look, Les and I are starved, and gee whiz, I mean, well, what
yeah,
the...
Yeah, Miss McGee, you see, we were just...
What are you girls laughing at?
Yeah, gosh, I'm so weak from hunger, I can't hardly call...
Oh, listen, it's still in the oven.
We really haven't eaten yet.
You haven't? Oh, boy. Well, come on, Les. Grab a napkin and let's sit down.
Yeah.
And forget everything I told you, boy. Women are wonderful.
That goes for men, too, Sally. If you know how to handle them.
We'll say goodnight to Fibber and Molly in a moment. There's music for you tomorrow night with a pair of your favorite song stylists, Dinah Shore and Frank Sinatra. This is John Wald with an invitation for you to be on hand. The Dinah Shore Show brings you a delightful quarter hour of after-dinner listening, guaranteed to brighten the evening wherever you are. And the Frank Sinatra Show presents the popular Frankie himself with lots of melody, the top tunes of the day, plus relaxing chatter in the informal Sinatra manner. Every Wednesday and Friday evening, enjoy the music of Dinah Shore and Frank Sinatra here on NBC. And here's another good suggestion for Wednesday listening. It's the one, the only Groucho Marx. You can hear Groucho in the funniest quiz show on radio, You Bet Your Life, tomorrow night. A 30-minute mix-up of questions, answers, and ad-libs by the master of the unexpected ad-lib, Groucho. You'll enjoy each minute of it. So listen tomorrow evening for You Bet Your Life, starring Groucho Marx on NBC Radio.
Cigar, Les?
No, thanks. I'm fine. Ah, that sure was a good dinner your wife cooked.
Yeah, great.
Sure glad they didn't go ahead without us.
Ah, they wouldn't dare. They may fool around a little, but underneath it all, they know the law of the jungle. It's the male animal that's king. From the monkeys on up, all male animals.
McGee, they're ready.
Lester, come on in.
Which do you want to do, Les?
Well, at our house, I usually wash.
Good, because I usually dry. Well, come on, let's get in there and grab some soap and a dish towel before the girls get mad.
Sally and I'll go in the living room, McGee. Out of your way.
Yeah. Well, let's have at it, Les. Good night.
Good night, all.
Fibber, McGee, and Molly is an NBC Radio Network production transcribed with Robert Easton as Les and Mary Lou Harrington as Sally. This is John Wald personally recommending tomorrow night's show, when a very human thing happens to the McGees. Don't miss it. Good night.
Join the great Gildersleeve and all his friends tonight on the NBC Radio Network. Join the great Gildersleeve and all his friends tonight on the NBC Radio Network.